It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. Thanks for being here. I am your host, Colbert. Thankfully, inside the Shirley Street studio. Not ideal to be outside right now. I know we've got some severe thunderstorm warnings in surrounding counties. At last check, had not seen one issued for Blackhawk County, but it's been a severe thunderstorm for some time now. This weather we've been having, plenty of lightning and thunder and heavy rain and wind. So if you are traveling, just do so as safely as possible as this inclement weather moves through the area. And it looks like it's going to be with us through the hour, if not a little bit longer than that. So just be advised of that right here off the top today on a Thursday edition of the show. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. It is July 13 of 2023, and we got a full boat, like usual, stacked up today. Details forthcoming on what's on today's program. Of course, we will continue Mount Rushmore Week here on the show, and I'll tell you what top four we're putting together here in just a little bit. But first things first, make sure you're following us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Give me a follow and like our Facebook page. If you're on the Zuck machine, type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us, hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go there. Make sure you bookmark that website, not just for the stream, but you get all sorts of local, statewide, national sports content, audio on demand, the podcast of this show, our broadcast calendar. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Save one of the numbers in your phone. Save them both. If you want to connect with any questions or comments and add to the program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Don't be shy. Just know I might read it on the program. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, like always, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a little bit. Plenty in the stack today, like always. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this stormy Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back in the second segment, and this week with roughly about 2.5 weeks until fall camps will assemble at college football programs across this beautiful country of ours. We've been checking in on Iowa, Iowa State, and today we will do the UNI Panthers. Ethan Petrick, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier sports writer, is going to join us in the next segment of today's show. Ethan does a great job. Make sure you give him a follow if you haven't already on Twitter, at Ethan underscore Petrick. You spell that P-E-T-R-I-K. And we'll also talk about the Cedar Falls baseball team, which, in case you missed it, Brett Williams' squad headed back to the state tournament. I'll have more details here in just a moment when we start with area sports news and scores. But we'll talk Tiger baseball. We'll talk UNI football when Ethan Petrick joins us in the next segment. He has, of course, covered the Panthers, or I should say the Tigers, a number of times this summer during the baseball season. So look forward to that. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that timeout, and that's when Mount Rushmore Week continues. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join us once again. You follow him on Twitter at Logan_Blackman. Monday, we did our top four quarterbacks among Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI of all time. And all of this is since 1990 because of Logan and I's limited amount of spins around the sun as compared to so many of you. We wanted to try our very best to come from a place of knowledge here, largely with players that we've watched. So hence the 1990 start on all of our Mount Rushmores this week. Tuesday, we did Iowa, Iowa State, UNI top four running backs of all time. Yesterday, we just did the top four football players since 1990 of all time between the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and Panthers. Today, we're going from the gridiron to the hardwood, and we will be doing our Mount Rushmore of the top four Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drake basketball players since 1990. And notice, I didn't say men's basketball players. It's both men and women, top four for the Cyclones, the Hawkeyes, the Panthers, and the Bulldogs. So look forward to that coming up in the third segment today. Mount Rushmore rages on. After we're done with Logan, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on this Thursday and wrap up the show. All right, before we get into area sports news and scores, once again, I want to remind you that we have a very big announcement coming up tomorrow. On this show tomorrow, you will hear an exclusive interview. However, that will be quite some time after the announcement is made. We have a big announcement coming tomorrow. It will happen in the morning. You will know our sports updates that play at the end of every hour. You hear Mark Simpson's sports updates in the morning. You hear me doing those updates in the afternoon. Mark's sports update in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's roughly about 8:55 when that bad boy plays. If you're tuned in, you'll find out about the big news that we will have to share with you. If I was going to give any more than I gave yesterday on this big news, it would be that this is not strictly a 1650 The Fan big announcement. It is a Koloff Media Cedar Falls big announcement. Our entire group here, we have a big announcement that we're all going to be very, very excited to share with you tomorrow morning. So in light of that, I'll give just a little bit more, and I'll tell you that tomorrow morning about 8:30, 8:40 on 93.5 The Mix, one of our outstanding stations here on Bob Westerman's morning show, is when this news will be unveiled. And then if you're unable to tune in there, like I said, Mark's sports update at about 8:55 tomorrow morning. You'll get that news as well. And if you're following us on social media, that's going to be obviously another great place to be able to get this news kind of more on demand, if you will. So I want to remind everybody about that once again today. We've got a big, big announcement coming up tomorrow. And I think a lot of you out there are going to be very excited about what we're going to have to share. Speaking of colleagues, Mark Simpson will bring you audio tomorrow morning on Maximum Mornings from Matt Campbell, the Iowa State football coach, spoke today at Big 12 Media Days. We talked about Cyclone football yesterday on the show with my colleague Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So Mark will get you your helping of Cyclone football tomorrow as we focus on the Panthers today on this program. But really nothing of incredible substance, as you might imagine, not to, you know, malign Coach Campbell. I mean, it's just what these guys do. It's a lot of the familiar stuff you're used to hearing from Coach Campbell. I went and listened to it earlier this afternoon, what he had to say down in Jerry World at those Big 12 media days. And the first question that he was asked was, any sort of update, Coach Campbell, on the gambling investigation that, of course, includes some of your football players and most notably quarterback Hunter Deckers? And no update. Matt Campbell said, they've told me you're on the outside of this. We will only come to you when the investigation's complete and we got the results. That hasn't happened yet, but there is speculation out there, and I haven't talked about it much because I think it's very difficult to try to toe the line between what is, appropriate speculation and reckless speculation. But hopefully things turn out as good as possible for Coach Campbell's team, because it's hard to say at this point what this might mean for the Cyclones, especially because Hunter Decker's name has been mentioned in this investigation, the returning starting quarterback. So tune into Maximum Mornings with Mark tomorrow. He'll get you your fix of Cyclone football with that audio from Coach Campbell today. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Area sports news and scores for your Thursday. In case you missed it, the Cedar Falls baseball team is going back to the state tournament. Last night, the 10th-ranked Tigers won at 6th-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy 2-0 in a Class 4A sub-state final. Cedar Falls got an outstanding effort on the bump from pitcher Shea Buskell, who tossed a complete game two-hitter and struck out 12. The game was a scoreless affair until the top of the sixth, when the Tigers finally got a run across. Colin Coonrat scored after an error by the Cougars' center fielder following a single by Logan Rowe. Cedar Falls added an insurance run in the top of the seventh on a sacrifice fly by Peyton Marsh. The Tigers have now won 12 of their last 13 games and are 27-14 overall this season. The Tigers are going to take on Southeast Polk in the state quarterfinals of the Class 4A State Baseball Tournament this upcoming Tuesday at 5. That's at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Tigers are the 6th seed. The Rams are the 3 seed. It's the 3rd ever appearance at state for Cedar Falls baseball. It's first since 2020, and you'll be able to listen to that game over on Cruising KCFI. Mark Simpson will have the call next Tuesday evening, and he'll go on the air at 4:45, so make note of that. In case you missed it, the Mississippi Valley Conference released its 2023 All-Conference softball teams. Cedar Falls infielder Gabby Townsend named to the Mississippi Division second team. Two players from Waterloo West made the Valley Division first team, infielder Sydney Wilson and outfielder Bailey Shopsky. On the Valley Division second team from Waterloo West, outfielder Addie Shopsky and utility player Francesca Dell. Several members of the Waterloo Columbus softball team have earned recognition by the North Iowa Cedar League. The Sailors' Allie Frost was named the NICL Central Player of the Year. Frost batted .465 with 2 home runs, 29 RBI, and in the circle, she was 19-3 with a 1.89 ERA and 203 strikeouts. 4 Columbus Sailors were named to the NICL Central All-Conference First Team. First baseman Sydney Gardner, shortstop Avery Hogan, and outfielders Cameron Reginald and Ella Smith. Meanwhile, 2 Sailors named to the second team, pitcher Micah Bromley and utility player Sawyer Schaefer. The Waterloo Bucks are red hot. They rolled past Thunder Bay 15-2 at Riverfront Stadium last night. Got 14 hits in that big win. 6th straight win for the Bucks. They are now 8-1 in the second half of the Northwoods League season. Waterloo Thunder Bay playing a doubleheader today, and I'm not sure they'll get this game in tonight or not. Scheduled to start at 6:35. Former Iowa State women's basketball star Ashley Jones has been named the first recipient of the Big 12 Conference's Bob Bowlsby Award. The honor, which was introduced by League Commissioner Brett Yormark, is given to one female and one male athlete from the conference's previous athletic season who exemplifies character and leadership on and off the field. Jones ended her career as Big 12 Player of the Year, won 3 straight Cheryl Miller Awards, was a 4-time All-Big 12 selection, and a 2-time All-American. Meanwhile, Iowa guard Caitlin Clark has been honored once again, this time with an ESPY. Clark was given the ESPY for Best Female College Athlete last night in Los Angeles. The ESPYs celebrate the best players, teams, and moments in the world of sports. Clark was also a finalist for Best Breakthrough Athlete, along with Iowa State alum Brock Purdy, but the ESPY was given to LSU's Angel Reese. The ESPY win is just the latest honor Clark has received. She also won the 2023 Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year, the Naismith, the Wooden, and Wade trophies, among other honors. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll talk Cedar Falls baseball, a little UNI football. Ethan Petrick, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier sports writer, joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Isaac Lowenkron.
The Washington Post reports that legal negotiations between the NFL and outgoing Washington Commanders owner Daniel Snyder are threatening to complicate the approval and closing of Snyder's sale of the franchise. The Post reports Snyder's attorneys contend that Snyder should not be responsible for any legal liability in John Gruden's pending lawsuit against the NFL. NFL owners are scheduled to hold an approval vote on the sale next week. New York Jets All-Pro defensive tackle Quinnen Williams has agreed to a four-year, $96 million extension with $66 million guaranteed. Baseball, multiple outlets report the Los Angeles Dodgers are signing free agent outfielder Jake Marisnik. And in the ladies' semifinals at Wimbledon today, six-seed Ons Jabeur and Marketa Vondrosheva advance to the final on Saturday.
You're listening to The Fan, the official station for Cyclone Nation.
This month, we're extending a hearty congratulations to our Gold Star teachers, Central Middle School's Kendall Rockford, Irving Elementary's Anne Schreck, Orange Elementary's Roshana Greer, and Hoover Middle School's Joellen Pruis. We're also celebrating our board members for the positive impact they make on our district. Specifically, get this. Board member Lyle Schmidt has served 30 years on our Waterloo Schools board. Thank you, Director Schmidt. Recently, he shared with us that he was the first in his family to be able to go to college. He became an engineer, and it changed the trajectory of his life. And he serves on our board and supports education because, in his words, what we offer today can change the trajectory of many students' lives ahead. We also celebrated the 20th anniversary of the opening of the Dr. Walter Cunningham School for Excellence. At Waterloo Schools, we're so proud of our rich traditions and phenomenal students, staff, board, and volunteers. Thank you to the entire community for supporting our students. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
8 in 10. That's how many small businesses choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance coverage. Call your authorized Wellmark agent, Tyler Trinnell, with Brummel Madsen Insurance in Cedar Falls at 319-266-2644 and find a plan that's right for your business. Tyler is a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa. To be eligible, you must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not affiliated with any government agency.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
With the college football season set to get underway in just over a month, some of the early lines have rolled in for the opening weekend, including the September 2nd matchup for the Iowa Hawkeyes as they take on Utah State. Iowa enters that matchup at home as a favorite, minus 21. The over-under for Iowa and Utah State is set at 43. Iowa State and Northern Iowa are set to open the season against one another in Ames on September 2nd. That line will come out closer to the kickoff date. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com.
I'm John Thayer with the VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 65 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 63. Mainly clear skies. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 77.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. We've been talking some football this week on the program as we're about 2.5 weeks away from fall camps beginning for college football programs across the country. And we'll talk some college football, but we're going to start by talking Cedar Falls Tiger baseball as Ethan Petrick of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier joins us now. Make sure and follow Ethan on Twitter at Ethan_Petrick. That's P-E-T-R-I-K. Ethan, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm up in Wisconsin on vacation, so I'm living the life.
And, man, what a solid move by you joining me on vacation. You didn't even mention it when I text you. That's I got to give you big props for that.
I appreciate it, but I'll come on anytime.
Okay, great. Well, hey, let's start by talking Cedar Falls baseball. 10th-ranked Tigers defeat number 6 Cedar Rapids Kennedy 2-0 in that Class 4A sub-state final last night to go back to the state tournament. Third time in school history they've been there, first time since 2020. You've covered this Tigers team plenty this summer, Ethan. Just what's your overall impression of this team that Coach Williams has that's obviously playing its best baseball right now?
Well, I think that's the key to it, is that they are playing their best baseball right now. About a month ago, this team was coming off of back-to-back losses to Waterloo West, and it kind of felt like they were listless, didn't really have a direction with what they were doing. And I was in the dugout after that loss, and they just really seemed down. And since then, it's kind of been a different team. They even lost their leadoff hitter, Derek Woods, shortly thereafter. And Logan Rowe kind of stepped into that position, and he's had quite the experience at leadoff. He's just been really solid at the start of that lineup, and then Colin Coonwright has been solid. I just think it's been really incredible what this team has managed to do over the final month of the season. I don't think there's a hotter baseball team in Iowa right now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that might make its way to Iowa City at Duane Banks Field next Tuesday when they got to take on a really good Southeast Polk team. But, you know, just kind of looking over everything that Coach Williams' team has done this season, Ethan, is there anything that really sticks out to you about, like, what the recipe will be for them to have success at the state tournament? Is it like, man, if they don't do this well, then they're really going to be kind of in a corner?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you can get solid pitching, you're going to find success. So I think that's something that's been really key to their turnaround as well, is they've kind of found two guys that they can really ride, and Reese Reince has kind of emerged as a top arm and top option for him. Mm-hmm. He had that perfect game against Independence about 2 weeks ago now. I think if he can show up, and if they can get some solid pitching from a guy like Barrett Morin or Tegan Rath, then they're going to be all right down in Iowa City. So I think that's probably the biggest thing to it. And this is a team that can do whatever it wants on offense. They can play, they can show their power. They can play a short game. They have really nice speed up and down the lineup. So I think that as long as they can get the pitching, the offense is going to be there for the Tigers.
And how about, like I mentioned before, 3 appearances in school history for the Cedar Falls baseball program at the state tournament. 2 of those in Coach Brett Williams' short tenure, 2020 and now 2023. It sure seems like Coach Williams, he's got something special going on here. Can we put our finger on this?
Well, I was really struck. I mentioned their back-to-back losses to West earlier this year. When I talked to him after both of those games, panic mode was not on. And I think he really challenged his team after those 2 games to kind of take control of their season, and they've answered that call. And I think he just knows how to reach these young guys playing for the Tigers. I think he knows how to kind of speak their language a little bit while still being a coach, not being a friend. Mm-hmm. And so I've been really impressed by just his demeanor and his presence in the dugout every time I talk to him, even if it's after a loss. So I think that's probably his biggest thing, is just kind of the intangibles, maybe not necessarily the strategic mind. I think it's certainly there, but it's those extra things that he's able to do just with working with his players.
That Cedar Falls Tiger baseball team will take on Southeast Polk in a 4A state quarterfinal coming up on Tuesday at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. That's going to be a 5:00 first pitch. We'll have that game over on Cruising KCFI. Mark Simpson will do the play-by-play. He'll go on the air at 4:45. Ethan Petrick of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Ethan, let's go from the ball diamond to the gridiron here as roughly about 2.5 weeks until the UNI Panthers are going to report for fall camp. Would you say there's a clear-cut one thing that you want to watch closest when fall camp begins, or are you unable to say just one thing?
Well, I can go two ways with this question, and I think the biggest thing for me, and this is just speaking off of last year's, I'm looking at that linebacker position, and I want to see how it shakes out and how some new names step up in that that level of the defense, because I think if you can point to anything last year that really cost them a playoff berth, it was those first three games and just how the defense struggled to get going in the mm-hmm. season. And once they got everything figured out on that side of the ball, it was smooth sailing. They finished the season with that incredible offense and Cook in South Dakota. So I think I'm really watching how the linebackers step up. I think that Ben Belkin has the mindset to kind of take over for Spencer Cuvelier in that level and be the kind of quarterback of the defense. But that's going to be the thing I'm watching closest when we get to fall camp here.
Four graduations on that offensive line that did a really nice job of keeping Theo Day clean last season and letting Bodie Reeder's offense hum, and that's putting it lightly. You know, looking back on the guys who started on the offensive line during that spring game earlier this year, Ethan, can you characterize how solidified or not solidified you came away from that spring game and now having the chance to kind of let it all marinate throughout the summer, that group is? Because a couple names Mark Farley had mentioned to me at one point, they didn't start on the offensive line in that spring game, and they've got a bunch of guys that are left from what obviously was, you know, Ryan Clanton developing a bunch of guys there. So, I mean, what do you make of it all?
I don't think that the group that ran with the ones in the spring game is going to be the first group out when it comes to kickoff down in Ames. So I'm with you there. Because when I was talking to Coach Nelson, he named me the starting five. Those five escaped me right now, but only about three of those guys made it onto the field with the first team during the spring game. So I think they have a pretty good idea of what they want and who those people are going to be, but I certainly don't think we've seen that on the field yet.
A few more minutes here with Ethan Petrick of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier talking some UNI football right now. It seems, Ethan, that as much as we might have given each other hell last season for talking up Theo Day when he was authoring that great season that he had, that more people have caught on to just how good that season was. A number of different outlets have mentioned him as a 2024 NFL draft prospect. But just what do you make of the fact that you know, Theo Day's name is out there like it is right now?
Well, I think he'd be foolish to not take notice of that season. He's a guy who's 6'5", 231 pounds. He's willing to run the ball, and he's willing to he's got all of the ability to make any throw you want on the field. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be foolish for these scouts, these NFL teams, to not take notice of what he put on the field last year. Because you can say, oh, he wasn't playing Alabama every Saturday, but neither was Trey Lance, and that was a guy that went in the top five of the first round a couple of years ago. So I certainly think that Theo Day needs to have another great season if he wants to hear his name called early, but I don't doubt that he's going to be able to do that.
And I don't doubt it either, but there's a lot of moving parts here, right? You know, we talked about the offensive line. They graduated what was an outstanding running back tandem in Dom Williams and Vance McShane. Ty Edwards, Harrison Bae-Bwee seem to be the guys in line to kind of assume those carries this season. But, you know, a decent amount of moving parts outside of Theo himself and his wide receivers on this offense, and it does make me wonder if they'll be able to hit the ground running, and who knows if we'll be able to get any sort of gauge on that throughout fall camp, right?
It'll be hard to get a gauge, and it certainly there are moving parts, but when you have the quarterback, that's got to give you the peace of mind to kind of focus on the other areas. You're not going to get the – I'm sure Coach Farley will tell us there's a quarterback competition just so Theo doesn't get too comfortable. But when you got the quarterback figured out, everything else is running pretty smoothly for you.
And, you know, recently I caught up with Christian Boyd, senior defensive tackle, and he just could not say enough good things about Jeremiah Johnson being back as the defensive coordinator. And that's something I've continued to repeat on this show. Obviously, the players have got to go out on the field and get the job done. But you talk about a team that already was going to have high expectations coming into this season, given what the offense has done, like we've talked about. But if the defense is able to hit the ground running, you look at last season, like you were pointing out earlier, you know, you're thinking could be 8 wins, maybe 9 wins. Do you think that's in the discussion in terms of how things could shake out this season with Jeremiah Johnson being back calling those plays for the defense?
I absolutely think that more success is in store for the Panthers with Coach Johnson back. I think the biggest part about that is the trust that Coach Farley already has in him. He's not a talented defensive coordinator that has no experience with Coach Farley. It's a talented defensive coordinator that Coach Farley knows and trusts. I think that was one of the big things that kind of maybe slowed things down a little bit is you have Coach Farley taking back his laminate piece of paper 3 weeks into the season, and then he's focusing on the defense, maybe not able to take that CEO approach and maybe notice some other problem areas. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing that might lead to more success this year.
You know, I remember after spring ball when I had you on, and I told you I'd made that prediction that, you know, radio show host Cole made the prediction that you and I will upset Iowa State. I'm not going to ask you to make a prediction, but on a 1 to 10 likelihood level, can you give me a 1 to 10 likelihood of how Ethan Petrick's feeling about a UNI upset at Iowa State on July 13th?
Well, the things you're hearing from down in Ames, it make you feel a little bit more confident than you might have felt a couple months ago. So I'll go with an 8.
An 8. There you go, folks. You heard it here first. Ethan Petrick. I don't know if you're just 2 away from me, because, I mean, I predicted it, so I'm at a 10. You're not far off.
I told Bison 1660 up in Fargo earlier this last week that we were feeling pretty confident. There's a lot of people excited about what the Panthers can do this season. So, yeah, I'm pretty confident in what they can do.
Well, I'll look forward to talking more Panther football, especially after the both of us have been able to get eyes on this team once they assemble for fall camp here in about 2.5 weeks. So, Ethan, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
All right. Thank you.
Ethan Petrick, Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side, Mount Rushmore Week continues. We go to basketball today from the gridiron to the hardwood, as Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join once again on the other side. And we're going to have our top four Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drake basketball players since 1990. That's next, right here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell did not provide specifics when asked about a gambling investigation and the status of quarterback Hunter Deckers at the Big 12 football media days in Dallas. The school announced in May more than a dozen Cyclone athletes were being investigated for online sports wagering.
That investigation is ongoing and, you know, just continues to not really have a lot of clarity to it, but I think we're getting closer to getting clarity. And, you know, I the appreciation that I have is they've kind of given me the opportunity to be removed from that process and just give me the results once the results come our way.
ISU has said the allegations involve members of the football and wrestling teams as well as track and field. The Cyclones will be out to bounce back from last year's 4-8 overall record and 1-8 Big 12 mark. They open the season at home September 2nd against Northern Iowa. This is Radio Iowa.
Life is too short, but what makes it special? Those little moments that happen every day. Those big moments that take our breath away. But no matter the moment, you have to be healthy enough to make them. For women, that means watching our alcohol use as we age, because our bodies can't handle it like we used to. Let's put down the drink so we can savor the moments. Visit yourlifeiowa.org for more info. A message from Iowa HHS.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Heather Marquez, and I am with Action Coach Mind Links. I had been focusing my business originally on leadership development, and after about 4 years, what I realized was there was something missing. And having a 25-year background in operations, I wasn't using any of that knowledge. When I found Action Coach, it really gave me the tools and resources to incorporate all of that and make the wheel I already had grow and be able to move faster. The important thing when I'm talking about Action Coach Mind Links to take into consideration is it's not where I'm coming in and I tell any business owner how to do their job. It's really about helping business owners become more educated, remind them of the things they already know, and then help them get clear so that they can take the actions that are going to help them get to the ultimate goals that they have. Visit my website at heathermarquez.actioncoach.com. A coach is about helping you get clear on what you should do based on your goals.
Get your outdoor projects done right at Menards and save 11% on everything. It's a great time for outdoor building projects with the Midwest's largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Visit our outdoor lumber yard today to shop our top-of-the-line pressure-treated lumber. Right now, an 8-foot pressure-treated 1x4 is only $389 after 11% off. Good through July 16th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, "Gee Willikers, it's a hot one." Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light, crisp.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Zach Gelb, and you're listening to Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader. Next up from 6 to 9 is me. It's the Zach Gelb Show, weeknights right here on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, you can listen to all of Zach's show tonight from 6 to 9 here on The Fan. Cubs baseball returns tomorrow. And it's going to be game one of a three-game set from Wrigley Field between the Cubs and the Red Sox, and coverage of that one tomorrow night. The return of the Cubs in the second half of this season. Coverage at 6:30 with a 7:05 first pitch. I read today that Kyle Hendricks is going to be on the bump to start the second half of the season. Right now, though, we're going to talk some basketball as Mount Rushmore week continues here on the show. We've been doing a lot of football list so far. It's all since 1990 because of Logan Blackman and I's limited amount of spins around the sun. We wanted to keep it limited to, for the most part, athletes that we've been able to watch. And so Logan joins us once again. Logan, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. My dad and I were just at a little get together. We were outside for a good hour, so I'm sweating, but I'm feeling good. I'm glad I'm sitting inside and ready to do this.
All right, and we're giving our top four Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drake basketball players since 1990 today. And as I've done all week, Logan, I will ask you, since you are the guest, which program would you like to start with first?
I think we'll start with Iowa. We'll start with Iowa today.
I will say this. I thought Iowa was the easiest one.
I agree.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear your Mount Rushmore Iowa basketball players since 1990.
So it was a little, the order for this one, I think all four of these players are extremely great. But starting off, Caitlin Clark, yes. One of the most dominant players I've seen in my lifetime, men's or women.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Gustafson, keeping it on the women's side.
Yep.
And then you got Luca Garza and then Roy Marble. But then a special shout-out to Chris Street in there as well. But okay. I was at Luca Garza and Roy Marble's jersey retirement. It was on the same day against Michigan State. It's my first ever game in Carver, so I had to give both those guys a nice little shout for this Mount Rushmore list.
The only thing we differ on here is I had Keegan Murray over Roy Marble. You think I'm going to take a bunch of flack for that, or you think I can maybe survive this?
I think you could survive it. I mean, Keegan Murray had a great career. I think is he the highest drafted Iowa Hawkeye player ever? So I mean,
All American.
You could definitely get. He was a great player at Iowa. I just gave the slight edge to Roy Marble. I know what he did back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I know there was a little bit of a topsy-turvy times with his relationship with the University of Iowa, but yeah, his jersey's rightfully hanging in the rafters. I think you're fine with either one of those guys.
And what an outstanding rookie season Keegan Murray had. He broke the record for three-pointers made by a rookie in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing in summer league, but
yeah,
he balled out his first year as a playoff starter. Had two Iowans in the starting lineup for the Kings, which was fun to see with Barnes. So, yeah, Keegan Murray, great player. For whatever reason, he just completely flipped my mind, but great player.
It was so funny watching his summer league highlights, and like everybody in the comments is like, what in the F is Keegan Murray doing playing summer league? They're like, he was a starter on a playoff team. Get this man out of there. But it was cool to see him just absolutely murder some dudes in those games that he played. All right, moving along here. Let's go to the Drake Bulldogs. Drake Bulldogs didn't have a lot of success in the 90s, Logan. So I think this, you could almost make this a since 2000 list. I mean, that's what mine is. All these players. Yeah, all these players are since 2000. I'll start this one. I'll give you my Mount Rushmore of Drake basketball players since 1990, basically since 2000. Adam Emenecker, Tucker DeVries, Josh Young, and Reed Timmer. And I would say probably in that order. What do you got?
It's just like the Iowa one. We got one different one. I forgot about Reed Timmer, but I got Leonard Houston in there.
Oh, okay.
I grew up watching this Drake Bulldogs team. I was at the 2008 final for the March Madness watch party at the Nat Center. Went to a lot of Drake games growing up. Josh Young and Adam Emenecker. That was one of the best backcourts ever. I loved that backcourt so much. And Leonard Houston did all the little dirty work for the team. He was kind of positionless in that lineup. And then Tucker DeVries, I asked my dad today if it was a little too early to put him in, but seeing what he's done so far, it's hard not to say that he won't be there, at least someday if he isn't in there already.
I mean, if his career ended today, he's already a Drake legend. He won Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Year and then followed it up by winning Player of the Year this past season. So I would imagine if, not that you want it to happen, but if his career ended today, he'd go into the Drake Hall of Fame years down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I agree with that.
Moving along here. What do you think? Iowa State or UNI? Your pick.
Let's end it on UNI.
Okay.
Let's end it on UNI. So we'll go to Iowa State next.
Okay, let's go to Iowa State. I've got four down here that I feel really good about, but I will say I think I could have gone a lot of directions with my honorable mention. Knowing you could have anywhere between like 4 and 15 honorable mentions here. But go ahead, give us your Mount Rushmore for Iowa State basketball players since 1990.
So I will say this, I do have 4 to 5 honorable mentions.
Of course you do.
But for Iowa State, I had Marcus Fizer in there. Really great success at Iowa State. And then he had George Niang. Had to go on there as well, just for what he did and how much he meant to that program. Then I got a joint one because I wanted to put a specific person last. But
a joint
Tyrese
one,
Haliburton, huh?
A joint one.
Joint one because they played the same position. I couldn't decide between two of them. I loved both of them in their time there, so I put Tyrese Haliburton / Monte Morris.
Oh my god!
They're gonna do like one of those.
We're off the rails here, man.
Things.
It's Mount Rushmore week. It's not two Mount Rushmores week.
Well, we might take out the last one. But I think just his significance to the region, him as a player, and then this will give it away, him as a coach, Fred Hoiberg, the mayor of Ames.
Yeah.
I feel like he had to be mentioned, but I couldn't figure out which point guard I wanted to take off. But my dad was like, you can't have a list without the mayor there. My mom's an Iowa State grad, so I heard all about the mayor growing up. Then seeing him at coaching Iowa State, and you see him coach the Bulls, which I think he kind of got screwed in his time in Chicago, but that's another issue. But, yeah, I couldn't leave Fred Hoiberg off. And I got Ashlyn Jones as my main honorable mention in there.
You can't have Halliburton, with all due respect to Tyrese, because he wasn't there long enough, and plus he got hurt and missed a decent amount. Of time.
He averaged 6.5 assists a game. I got to give him some credit.
Okay, well, I'll tell you which point guard you need to have on there when I get through this list of mine, which is four with one honorable mention. Marcus Fizer is the first name I wrote down. Then I wrote down Ashlee Jones. Then I wrote down Fred Hoiberg. And then I wrote down Jamal Tinsley.
Yep.
Jamal Tinsley is in the Hall of Fame at Iowa State.
Yeah.
Jamal Tinsley was an absolute dog and went on to have a very long NBA career, despite the fact that he wasn't a great shooter, a good shooter, not a great shooter, but he was like, he's just that dude at the point guard position that makes everybody else better by nature of just being on the floor with him. And then, of course, by nature of this, my honorable mention was George Niang, because it just felt wrong to not write down George Niang, albeit just, you know, in the honorable mention category, which I don't know. I don't know if I'll catch a bunch of flack for that, but I'm not going to take the easy way out like you and name five different honorable mentions.
Well, I only named one of them, but I'll take out Tyrese. I think Monte Morris, though, for that team. I think
Monte Morris.
I can make a slight argument with Morris being the most important player on that team with George Niang, given his insane assist to turnover ratio, and he's had a very nice NBA career so far. But I'll take Tyrese, so I can do my four. So I'll have Fizer, Niang, Morris, and Freddie.
I will say this, he's definitely not on the Mount Rushmore, but if I had a time machine, I would definitely at one point use it to go back and watch Deontay Burton throw down dunks. I could watch that guy dunk all day. All damn day. That guy, something about him. His dunks were incredible. Okay, so we've saved the UNI Panthers for last. You're listening to a Thursday edition of Colin Company, Mount Rushmore Week continuing. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast here once again, and we are doing our top four Iowa State, UNI, and Drake basketball players, men and women, since 1990. We've done the Hawkeyes, the Bulldogs, and the Cyclones. This leaves us with UNI, and I thought this one was by far the most difficult, Logan.
Yeah, this one was difficult. I struggled with this one. But this one and Iowa State were the two that I struggled with the most. I felt really bad for not having, like, Jamal Tinsley in there or Ashlee Jones in there. But this one was tough. This one was very tough.
Okay. Whose turn is it to go first here?
I think it's your turn to go first.
Okay, so I'll go here. And I have Seth Tuttle. He's third-team All-American, Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Year. I have A.J. Green, also a Missouri Valley Conference Freshman and Player of the Year. I have Jackie Kalin, who is just one of the most decorated women's college basketball players this state has ever seen. And then this is where it got real tough, was after those three. And I think there might actually be a case to be made that maybe A.J. Green doesn't belong on the Mount Rushmore. Because, listen to this group of names. My last name that I have on my Mount Rushmore is all-time points leader in program history, Jason Reese. However, that leaves Benny Jacobson off the Mount Rushmore. It leaves Jason Daisy off the Mount Rushmore. It leaves Adam Cook off the Mount Rushmore. Yes, I just went Logan Blackman and named three more names. But, I mean, that was tough.
Yeah, UNI was a really tough one. I have two of the same with you. I have AJ and Seth Tuttle both on there. No particular order if you want to put them in either one. I love both those. Just I remember I went to almost every game AJ Green's freshman year as a student, and it was just it was really fun. Like going to sold out games against Drake in Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They were just so much fun to watch that team there. And he's a full-time player in the NBA now. He doesn't even have the two-way contract. He's a full-time guy now, so it's just fun to see. I did put Adam Cook in there just for what he did in that team that went to the NCAA tournament, the team that upset Kansas. And then this was my heart-over-head moment, but the one single play that I think every person thinks of when you think of you and I basketball is Ali Farokhmanesh from the corner against Kansas. One of the craziest shots I've seen. And in that moment, I had to put him on the list just for that moment alone. But it was I felt weird putting him on there to a certain extent. I know he didn't average like double-digit points or anything, but that lights-out shooting that he had during that time with that team, like Jared Eagle-Cedar was on there. I had put Lucas O'Rear just for the lamb chops alone on the honorable mentions list. But that I just had to mention somebody, another person on that team, and that shot was just ridiculous. Even though it might be a little hard overhead there, but I had to give him some sort of a mention.
Okay, I'm okay with it. We'll see what happens to your Twitter mentions now. But great stuff, folks. If you want to weigh in, tweet at us at 1650KCNZ. I'm at Real Colbert or at Logan _ Blackman. Or you could also just email me if you want, Cole at 1650thefan.com. Great stuff, Logan. We've got a special edition of Cole and Company tomorrow because we've got a big announcement that we're making tomorrow morning. So make sure that you're paying attention to the socials because I know you're going to get really excited about what we have to announce tomorrow. But I got to run, and that's a wrap on Mount Rushmore week. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
All right, take care, man.
Yeah, you too.
All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Vachotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One radio network. There were reports that Saquon Barkley was looking to be paid commensurate with 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, who earns just over $16 million per season. Saquon replied to a tweet with two caps, signifying a lie. NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo reports the two-time Pro Bowler is not looking for a market-setting deal. Garofolo adds that Barkley and the Giants are no closer on a new contract. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray gave his first interview since suffering an ACL tear in December and says, quote, life doesn't stop, the job doesn't stop, and I'm not going to stop. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced 60 class of 2024 semifinalists in the seniors and coaches contributors category on Wednesday. One of the most notable among them, Sterling Sharp. In seven seasons with the Packers, the three-time All-Pro had over 8,100 yards receiving and 65 touchdowns. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Tristan, an engineer.
I'm Aaron, an agronomist and a farmer.
We work at Precision Planting to optimize not only your planter,
but also sprayers, seeders, side dress bars, and combines.
This time of year, we get questions from farmers about upgrades to their planter for the next season. It's been dry in the Midwest this year, so firming the soil over the seed to retain moisture and promote even emergence has been crucial. Furrow Force is a two-stage closing system that closes the seed trench so well, it's hard to find the furrow. Furrow Force can be run manually or automated with the 2020 monitor.
Speaking of the 2020 monitor, it will help you better visualize data, controlled seed population, downforce, liquid, and prepare you for high-speed planting. Whether you're upgrading your existing planter or new-to-you planter, the 2020 will create new possibilities for your operation.
At Precision Planting, we believe in better.
Better planting, better monitoring, better spraying.
Find your local premier dealer by visiting precisionplanting.com. That's precisionplanting.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. For years, professional sports shied away from embracing Las Vegas. But times have changed. Sportsbooks are now heavily involved in all major American sports. The new partnership adds a layer of protection to each league. Just look at how the deal helped sniff out Alabama baseball coach Brad Bohannon's illegal gambling allegations. Despite the success, the city's still looking to land a baseball team and an NBA team. With so much money now involved in illegal sports betting, it appears that it's only a matter of time until the city is filled up. Earlier this week, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver confirmed the league would be looking into expansion as early as 2025. And it's no secret the Oakland A's certainly have strong interest in moving to Las Vegas, even going as far as securing funding for a new $1.5 billion stadium. And with the connection between pro sports and gambling entities still growing, Vegas could still be primed for multiple new franchises over the next decade. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Every week we talk about our good friends at Panini America, and rightfully so, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain for one-of-a-kind digital cards. They have public auctions that are on the site. You can find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. You got the official products from the NFL, UFC, NBA, and collegiate sports. You can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items that you love. Keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. Unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Select NFT holders will have access to like on-the-field experiences at NFL games, backstage at the UFC, and so much more. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards and more, even one of one NFTs from every pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at RealColbert.
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank Ethan Petrick, Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier sports writer, for joining today's show, talking Cedar Falls baseball, a little UNI football, and then also the completion of Mount Rushmore week today with Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Got a special show for you tomorrow that will, of course, include the big announcement that I've been teasing you with for the past couple days. Make sure you're locked in tomorrow morning when we start pushing that out everywhere. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow between 6 and 8. Cubs baseball returns tomorrow night at 6:30 here on The Fan. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.